This is the President's Club, brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. Today we are chatting with Rotary Club of Peterborough President Ken Syme. He caught up with our very own Paul Rellinger.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Rotary and what kind of prompted you to do that, and how long have you been president?
I've been president now, just going into my seventh month. How I got involved with Rotary? I used to live up in Northwest Ontario. When we moved down here, the kids, you know, I used to coach minor hockey and baseball, little league baseball, that sort of thing. And then kids got older and we moved from Northwest Ontario down here. And I had an uncle in Ajax, was very involved with the Rotary Club there. And then he talked well about their service activities, the fundraising activities, as well as the social side of Rotary. I inquired about the Rotary Club here. It was actually Bob Phillips, who I knew through our church that sponsored me going in. Plus I worked for a gentleman here when it came to the M&R and Rotary, Ray Prichette, who was very involved in the Rotary at the time. And then, unknown to me at the time, but when my father passed away, I was going through some of his material, and I found minutes of the Rotary Club of Hanover, Ontario, that my grandfather was the president of in 1942-43.
How do you see or define your role as president of the club?
I guess it's kind of the steer the ship type of thing, but you know, it's different than a work environment. You know, in a work environment, you can have a performance management contract, and you know, there's a little bit more persuasion there to do it. We have just shy of 60 active members, plus another 15, 16 honorary members that have their own interests. And so it's combination of allowing those people to use their skills and knowledge and we have a number of service projects, number of fundraising projects to find the ones that interest them and allow them to do their best and set some goals and then work from there. So recognizing too that we can't do everything that everybody wants us to do. So we have to work within our limits, because it's very easy to get overwhelmed with Rotary service work. So,
yeah, and you kind of touched on it, and I'm sure as president, it's not lost on you, and it's probably something that's important that you keep in mind, as all members of the club should, that they're all volunteers, right? I mean,
that's right.
Like you said, it's not a work environment, and these people are there because they want to be. They're giving their time, so that kind of creates a kind of a different dynamic, right, when it comes to leading a group like that.
That's right. That's right. It's finding what interests them and then building on that, or finding pieces of a puzzle and where they best fit.
Well, the Rotary Club, Ken, is in very good hands, as it always has been. And great to hear that you're involved in so many things, and really appreciate you making the time today.
Oh, well, thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure. Anytime.
Okay, Ken.
For more features as part of our President's Club series, visit ptbotoday.ca.